This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The first confirmed report of an attack by wolves on cattle in northeast Washington starts the tally for 2017. The June 12th attack on a calf is the first this year and the first by a pack other than the Profanity Peak pack.
We're pretty confident that this was the Sherman pack. We're very fortunate in this case where we have a collar on both the Profanity Peak pack and we have a collar on the Sherman pack. And of course, anytime we have depredations, we look at the collar activity. If we have collars in the pack, to glean what we can from that information. We went back and looked at the travel patterns of both collared wolves. They continue to be separate packs. Their territories are not a bright line on the ground, so it's a very dynamic in terms of territory and that kind of stuff. But we are able to look at the cluster of GPS points from the Sherman male and tie him to that site.
Fish and Wildlife Wolf Coordinator Danny Martorello says the attack starts the clock for the Sherman pack. Under a policy that calls for culling a pack after three attacks within 30 days or four over 10 months. Rules laid out by the department's Wolf Advisory Group.
They all work together to develop our protocol for how we deal with wolf-livestock interactions. They revised that this last year, and the new protocol was completed and took effect on the 1st of June.
The group, or WAG, is made up of people from the livestock industry, wolf advocates, hunting advocates, and departmental staff.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.